Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.
Right, it is Rotimi with Bestie. Bring your time to exactly 8:30 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. Now, today, as we promised a little bit early on, we're going to be having a very, very insightful conversation that is with Shoki Kanjimi. The Shoki Kanjimi, I have to say it right. And today, the conversation is about, just youth in oil and gas, man. There's a summit that's happening in the coast, right? And a lot has been happening in this sector, this industry in Namibia. So let's see what we can learn together today from Shoki. Shoki, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Shekwan and NST. How are you this morning?
No, we are fantastic, man.
You good, Omez?
How's the weather that side?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not yet to the coast, almost getting there.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Are you on the way?
Yes.
Nice, man. But what are you most excited about with the conference, though?
No, I mean, it's all about meeting young people who have a strong interest in the industry. I think, as you earlier mentioned, the oil and gas industry is growing rapidly.
That's true.
And, you know, one thing I tell many people is that one thing that I've learned of this industry is that it's very disruptive. And when I did benchmarking in countries like the U.S., Guyana, and Brazil, you could see how disruptive the oil and gas industry is. So I'm really looking forward to engaging young people.
And you know what? This is the second edition, right, Shoki?
That's correct.
All right. And you know, the one thing that I really am very curious about is how was the first summit that you had? And what is it that you're planning on doing different this time around in terms of just informing the youth on how they can also just take a little bit of more space in the oil and gas industry?
Yes. I think last year was a successful summit, hosted, of course, by the founder, Ms. Justine Erastes, really a young Namibian who really decided to create a platform for young people also. You know, all these summits take place of oil and gas, and you know, it's the industry players, policymakers coming together. And there's not that platform for young people. So she decided, you know what, let's create a platform for young people that is purely dedicated to young people, and it really went successful. When you look at this year's one, it focuses on the theme drilling into the future, empowering youth in Namibia's oil and gas revolution. You are already thinking of the future. So you are preparing young people already for what they can expect. As I said, the oil and gas industry is quite disruptive. But then the question is always, how can I participate? How can I play a role in this oil and gas industry? So this is just the platform for the second edition to say, look, how can we as young people from Damariskia, some who will be traveling from Katutura or wherever in the country and participate in this summit, will be asking all those questions to say, okay, I have these qualifications or I have these skills. How can I contribute to this growing industry?
And how important was it for the institutions like Petrofan, obviously, that you speak for? Why was it so important for you to actually be a part of this? Why is it so important for the institution itself? And what do you think it's actually going to do for the youth themselves with this summit?
You know, Petrofan is a government body really responsible for capacitating the country, providing training opportunities for young people in the oil and gas industry. Our focus is just the oil and gas industry. So, look, our core mandate is young people. Why don't we endorse this important summit and really get to the bottom of what we have to offer? And really answer all questions, give all the information. So basically, it's in alignment with Petrofan's broader mandate, which is basically to disseminate key information and promote career opportunities within the upstream petroleum sector. So this just gives us that opportunity to say, hey, we have scholarships, for instance, that we offer for young people to study from as early as a secondary school. We look at undergraduates, you know, you look at courses like engineering, geology. Then you go to your master's program where people specialize in petroleum law, petroleum engineering, and all these courses. And we find quite a lot of Namibians in countries like the US, UK, South Africa, France, Angola. So there's quite a lot happening that we really find. I'm happy to even inform you, Shekwan, that yes. this year we have already funded over 90 Namibians that are currently on our scholarship list. And we have so far spent over 300 million since our establishment in 1992.
Wow, 300 million pouring back into Namibian youth. Wow.
Indeed. And you know, the interesting part, Shekwan, is that at the time we did not even know that we will ever discover oil and gas in the country. But today, here we are.
We have
discovered oil and gas since 2022, even until this year when, you know, operators like your Total Energies, your Gulfs and Rhino Resources are all announcing these great achievements offshore of the Namibian coast.
So to anyone who's actually listening right now and they're, you know, enticed and very excited about what they're hearing right now, especially understanding that Petrofund really wants to pour back into the Namibian child right now, right? What are the opportunities in terms of scholarship or probably even just on the job training programs that you might be having available at the Petrofund right now? I know that you mentioned that you have 90 students on your list right now. Is that it for the year 2025, or should we look into probably approaching Petrofund the rest of the year or probably only for 2026?
Yeah. So one thing that we have, we took a strategic decision to say, look, this is an important summit. So we are going to launch the 2026 scholarship opportunities or scholarship list at this summit on Friday. That's the most exciting part for us.
Wow.
So
okay.
We get to really discuss about the programs, the priority areas that we are looking at. So what we do at Petrofund is that we consult the industry in terms of what are the gaps, how can we fill those gaps, and that's how we come up with programs that we'll be funding to fill those gaps. Because at the end of the day, we don't want to really send people for scholarship opportunities or programs and come back home and there's no employment opportunities. I think we all know employment job crisis is quite a big thing in Namibia, so we don't want to repeat that. We want to really also play our role in ensuring that really Namibians are empowered in terms of job opportunities. So also what we have done is that we engage the stakeholders to also provide these internship opportunities for them to get exposed on the job. We want Namibians to really have the oil and gas training skills. As you know, this is a new industry for the country. Mm-hmm. We rely on our international experts to really provide that skills sharing opportunities that are out there. Also, for this year, it's not the end. Yes, we have finished the 2025 scholarship list last year already, but because we engage with the stakeholders, we continuously give different scholarships throughout the year. Just Friday, we just released three Namibians to Malaysia to go and study a course called Remote Operated Vehicle. Because we are offshore, you know, we cannot. Our sea is so deep that you will need some sort of technology to go down there to do the work in terms of drilling or appraisal campaigns and all that. So we have these three Namibians to be trained to really operate this technology that will be used to go deep, deep down there to search for oil and so forth. So throughout the year, we do support and we will also, you know, be sharing all this information with the young people who will be attending the summit.
Wow. It's really powerful, man. And I'm actually really sad that I will not even be able to attend this because it's just an industry that excites me, especially as someone that's also, you know, trying to venture into the supply chain space right now. I know that there's a lot of opportunities for that as well. So, Shoki, the theme this time around is drilling into the future, empowering youth in Namibia's oil and gas revolution, right?
Yes.
Now, to anyone who's listening right now, because we have so many people at the coast as well that listen to Fresh FM every single day, to any youth who just is listening and they know that they're capable of doing so much more, they want to be generational curse breakers in their family, the first to ever do whatever it is, what would you say to that person who's listening right now just to let them know that, you know what, there is actually a seat for you at the table in the sector?
Indeed, there is a seat for you at the, in the sector. It's all up to you to really stand up and you know, grab these opportunities, maximize on these opportunities. I mean, the summit has taken to Walvis Bay at the community hall. It's in the location. You don't need to go deep in town and so forth.
Yes.
But it's going to you. So you just need to turn up and really attend and participate and just go understand how the sector operates and how you can use your skills. Because we are all uniquely made, Shikwan. And we all have something to offer one way or the other. And this is your opportunity to really go learn. Is it from a supply chain management perspective, like you indicated?
Yes.
It from a technical skills? Are you having those TVET skills that are so crucial, even in this industry at the moment? How can you participate? You know, you will have different people like your service providers, your operators, you will have industry players, policy makers. They're all going to be there. So it's your opportunity to really engage them and see how you can participate and see also what opportunities you can get out of it.
Can get out of it, yes. Yeah. So this is happening in Walvis Bay. Shoki, before we let you go, give us a little bit more information as to where it's happening exactly. Is it for free? Yeah. Because also, please don't stress our kids out. They just want to learn. Give us all the information how they can actually be a part of this day and where they need to go for this.
Indeed, the summit is taking place in Walvis Bay in the Rongo region, Walvis Bay Community Hall. The dates are from the 25th to the 26th of this month, July, of course, 2025. Of course, the summit starts on the 25th at 9 o'clock sharp. Of course, those who want to attend have to register on the summit's website, dedicated website. That's www.yiogs. That's just youth in oil and gas. .com. .na, and you get all the details in terms of how you can participate, how you can register. They also have quite very active social media platforms, even educating you about the sector. So the doors are open. It's all on you to attend.
To attend, yes. So this is the voice of Shoki Kanjimi, who is the Petrofund spokesperson. Shoki, thank you so much for your time, man. And I know that this has definitely enticed quite a lot of our listeners, and I'm pretty sure that they will show up in numbers to just learn and try and find a place at the table and where we can just eat all together.
Indeed.
All right, Shoki, all the best. Thank you so much for your time, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. Have a blessed day further.
All right. Bye-bye.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.